Wir sammeln Sein am Beis bei der Mischne. Sagt der Mischne, Boloi Eizel Paar besäuer an Israfen. So Rashi says, Chosaloi Hatane Lesidroi Harishin. The Tana is going back now to the Seder Harishin. Shumisader Avedis Koyen Godel. Uktoni Boloi koyen godol eitzel par vesoyer ha'imdim lisorek, acher shemosa es asoyer ha'mishtaleyach lemi shehu meilichoy. After he gave over the soyer lemi shehu meilichoy, boloi etzlam, so he comes now to the par vesoyer, koron, the Koran Bohitzi Yemurim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Boloi Eitzel Par Besoyan Yisrofim. Koran Bohitzi Es Emureim. That's what he did now. Nisonam Bemegis. And he put them in a Klishoris. Rashi says, Nisonam Bemegis Bekaora Shal Klishoris. Vikhtiron Algabi Emizbeya. So the Pashtus Loshna Mishnah is, and he was makter them. Rotzi Rashi, Nisonam Bemegis, Bekaora Shal Klishoris, Biktirum, Kedersi Veschelav Hachatos, Yakter Hamizbecha, Bigmore Porich, Oakati Lechosi Lhaktirum. At the present time, it was now in Big Day Lovon, now was Ichen at the time, Rashi in the Gemara explains, now was Ichen at the time to be Maktir, the Emurim of the Par Vesoyer. First of all, this was the last Avodah Bebig Dezov, and that was much later. There was a few Khalifas Begodim in between. So the Gemara Vetzach Shtelun, according to Rashi's Girse, that what it says, Vehiktiron al Gabi HaMizbeach, L'cheira now was not the time to be Makterin. Klon, then he braided, he twisted, there's a Girse B'makolois, the goof ha par vesoyer, he twisted them together. We see he put them over two moites, two poles, vaitzion le beis haseif, and they took them out to burn. Ume emasai metamim begodim. When do the begodim of the person who takes out the par vesoyer to burn, when do they become tamei? So him machlekes tanoim. The Tanakama holds mishayotzu chutz lachaymes hazore. As soon as they left Machne Shchine, they entered Machne Leviya Harabayis. So they were already tomei. Rav Shimon oimer mishayatzis ho'ur berubam, that they became tomei when they had kindled, ignited the fire, beroiv of the par vesoyer, then they became tummy. Vohitzion lebeis hasreifa, chutz lirushalayim. No, kolom b'makolois, Sarashi says, kimin klia was a type of a braiding, or a twisting. Abo b'nei odom, there were four people, noisin shnei moitois. They were holding two poles, shnaim lefnim, two in the front, shnaim la'ocher, mahalchem moit, eitzel moit. One pole was next to the other pole, va'par, va'hasoyer, nisunim, aleihem. Both were lying on these poles, mukovim, ze al ze. The koivifin ze, tacha ze, kimin klien, they bent over one underneath the other, like a type of a twisting. Ushleimim heim. Rashi says, they were shalem. That means they was yet not cut up. We'll see in the Gemara. Ela shenikro kreisa. The only mum was, besides being geshochten, that they'd cut open the stomach. Lohitz emoreim kedesanya bigmore shemoitzion shleimim. The hoitzo is when they are shalem. Voitzion lebeis hasreife chutz lirushalayim. The beis hasreife was chutz von shalish machnis, and that was Chutzul Rishalayim. מאים מסיים מתאמן בגודם, העסוקים בהם מקדסיב, עשוי רעיף, אוי סום, יחביס בגודם. משיוצא חוץ לחיימס הזורה, בגמורה מפורש טיימה. זאת לגמורה, והקטירון סל כדאיתוך, אלא אימו להקטירון על גבי מזבח. So we see this is Rashi's girse. So Poshit, the Poshit chat is as follows. Rashi already explained in the Mishnah, this was not the time to be makter de murim. So the Gemara is, v'hiktiron tzalka daitach, he was now makter it, ala eimo, no, the Mishnah, we have to be goyres, lehaktiron al gabi hamizbeh. So the Mishnah is saying, in other words, nesonom b'megis, he put it now in the klisharis, and the purpose of this is eventually lahaktiron al gabi hamizbeach. Now he wasn't makter it yet, but they were put already into klisharis eventually to bring it up to the mizbeach. Let us see Rashi. Hochi garsinon. This is a girsa of Rashi. Viktiron salke daitoch ala ema lehaktiron. That's Rashi's girsa. We said pshat in the girsa. V'loi goras, v'loi garsin, let us see the Bach. Otu b'megis maktelahu. That means there was a different girsa. There was a girsa, nesanon b'megis. He put them in a megis, in a ka'ore, in a klishoris. V'hiktiron. So it would seem that the haktore is in the megis, not on the mizbeach. It would seem like that. Nosna b'megis v'hiktiron. So that was the girsa. Legoras b'megis makdeluhu. V'girsa mishubeshesi kan u'b'meseches psochim u'meseches soite. Because that, the word, that what it says in the Mishnah v'hiktiron b'megis, one does, nosna b'megis v'hiktiron, one does not have to learn that the haktorah was b'megis. What does that mean? He was makter on the megis. The bemegis mala oisom le mizbeach. That means he put it in the megis and he was makter it. That means that he was makter. It says later v'iktir na gabi mizbeach. But it means he put it into a klisharis to bring it up to be makter. So why are you making a whole asik? The chavose tanin and tuva. Maloi umaktiroi beklishoris. Now what does that mean? Is makter in a klishoris? He means he brings it up to the mizbeach with a klishoris. Maloi umaktiroi behem yonoi. So why are you making an asik over here? Nosne bemegis viktiron. That's no problem. Elohi kashiloi. The kashi was a different kashi, not the megis is the kashi. V'iktiron salkedaitach v'chi achshev hu maktiron. Now he's makter v'loi eidenu lovush bigdei lovon. V'loi eidenu lovush bigdei lovon. The Kohen Gadol was still wearing bigdei lovon. V'adayin olav likreis ha'parshe b'bgodim alolu. V'achar kach yitpoil v'yilbash bigdei zov. That he's going to put on the bigdei zov. And he'll be makriv le'eloi ve'el ha'om. V'yitbor sheinis lahitzi kafa machta. He's put on again the big day lovon to haitzos kafa machta. V'yitbor shlishis, and he's put on big day zov, lumusothim, and then v'imur echatos alolu, to be machta, these imurim v'tomit shobayna bank, the toni bepirkin de lakama. Ela eimo lehaktiron. Nos no le megis, he put it now in the megis, they're gonna send out the par v'soyer, so you have to go and take out the emurim. He put it very in a klishoris, le haktiron boy le mizbeach, kshiyagi azmanom. When the time of haktorah will come, then it'll be makterit. But there's no inyan of making an asik about the loshen nesonon b'megis v'hiktiron. That is shitas Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Otu b'megis makdelu. Kach hoye kosu b'sporim kan, b'soifer k'tomid nishrat, v'rashim b'chokoy. Lefisha yekosheloi. By making an asik over such a loshen, the b'kamed duchti b'menachis k'toni, מעלו ומקטירו בכלי שורס, ולפורך הוכי אוטו בכלי שורס מקטלוי. means you put into כלי שורס and you bring it on the מזבח. doesn't mean that קטורי isn't the כלי שורס. וגורס רשי, והקטירו יסל כדאי תך ויהיה יוכל להקטירו מיד, ולהיו לובוש עדיין בגדי לובון, והקטורי הוא and the קטורי בדי מומס ובגדי זוב מבחוץ. ומשני, נסוני במגיס, להקטירוי, שיגיע זמנוי. ובפרק תומד נשחת, what was the kasha over there? מפורש, הקטירוי סל כדאי תוך, אותו, הוא גופה מקטלוי, there the kasha was a different kasha. But בזור קיימינון, it's, till there we were speaking about the hefshit of the Kolben Pesach, and that was kosher בזור, And then it says, Vihiktiroi. So Vihiktiroi would mean that the Zor is Makter. Omishanai nosni be Megis lehakter. Not Vihiktiroi, put in a Megis to be Makter al Yedei Koyen. He says, Vihiktiroi is mashmeid. It's being done now in our Mishnah, which is wrong. This being done through the Zohar, which is also wrong. So the Gemara made from Vehiktiroi Lehaktir, that it was put in the Megis, Lutzerech Haktore, now Mishnah later, the Mishnah Psochim, Al Yedei Koyim. Rabbi Netam Oimer, the Ein Tzorech Lagia Svor. You don't have to make a Hagor, this Hagor is not necessary. Rashi brought a raya that if you're making a whole asik about viktira b'megis, so why all the time when it says in Menoches that they were marked up a klisharis, the more never makes an asik. A mincha, you have to be mekadish with a keli. Is agav the mekadish bekli shoris, since you're mekadish bekli shoris, male le mizbeach bekli shoris shinesuna boy laktira. You had to put it into the kli shoris to be mekadish it. So that's the normal steger that afterwards it's in the kli shoris already, so bring it up to the mizbeach with this kli shoris. It's maleyu bekli shoris. Avol hoche ubeperik tomid nishchat, פורך שפה במגס על כדאיתך, וכי חויבו שיהיה בכלי שורס כלל. Here there's a different kasha. Here the kasha is, this is not the normal steiger. It's not the normal steiger because you don't need a kli shorus. The sakin that you shechted the kolben, that was mekadosh the beim. You don't need this new kli shorus for the emurim. So therefore here, the Gemara understood, nosnon, Bikli Shoris Viktira means that Aktor was in the Megis. That's the Gemara's Kashi. No, says, no, the Haktira. That is the Rabbeinu Tam. Vihiksha Rav Shmur Mivardun, the Beperik Shaini Desoite, the Porich Ochi Gabi Minche. There, the Gemara does ask by Mincha, the Tani, Malo umaktira bikli shoris, umaktilo. Umaktilo, umashani emo lehaktira. So, why says this Akash and the Rabbeinu Tam? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, you say by Mincha, there's no problem umaktira bikli shoris, because you have to put it into the kli shoris, no problem is only over here. The Gemara in Saita also asks the Akash, by umaktilo, mishane emole aktira. So Rav Shmuel Mivardun said that fakert. If the Gemara asks by a mincha miatin tzach limcha kasvom dikalameima, even the poich lochode zimda besoite gabi mincha fakert. This is a misleading lotion. This lotion was said by mincha. This lotion was said by Korban Pesach. This lotion was said by the Parveser Sheyem HaKippurim. So, Fakert, wherever in each case where this lotion was mentioned, the Gemara had to make sure we should not be confused and mistaken by the Mashmoy Saloshan. So therefore, he says as follows. This lashon was used by Mincha. The Gemara is Takasha Victir, Yemakter, the Mincha in the Klishor. Peshonilo lechosh lahakshes b'Mincha zimnachite. Afal gav de bezevach porich lo betabed nishchat by a zevach. It also says the lashon put in the Klishor. The Gemara does ask, b'hod the porich lahocho. Aye, by Zevach already we said, Hosam Kvosim, the Mom Sochim is speaking about Kvosim, Bahoche Porim, it's a different Koban, a different mean, Aval Gabi Menoche, Shem Mincha Achasi. So Memele, so he says Fakert, if the Gemara does ask by Mincha, so it's not like the Rabbeinu Tam, but the Fakert, so that is the Teretz, the Gemara asks by all three Mini Kobonis, by Minche and by Zevach Kvosim and Zevach Porim, the Gemara asked, wanted to make sure that the Loshen should not mislead us. Ulesforim de Garsinen besoite bebereise. Now this Gemara in Soite there, there's a psanusach that says as follows. Malon umektiron beklishoris umoilchoi venoisne agave ishin neiche leperish rashi. According then, that kirs is very good according to Rashi. The hochi porich, makti, it's the kasha is like our kasha on our gemore. It's not the correct time to be maktired. You have to make malichi yet. Hochi porich. Maktire bikli shoris al kadaitach perish vri kamoi shehi bikli shoris beloi malicha maktiroi. It's not the time yet. Mashani aima lehaktiroi perish laacha malicha. According to this Girsa, it's mamish the way Rashi learns Pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara asks, it's not the proper time yet to be makted. The Gemara says, he puts in the Klishos, lehakter after Malich. The linir, the Garsin in Shapa, b'megis al-kadaitach, l'porech. The Gemara's kasha is, v'chi choyvo hu shirlichenu b'megis l'mizbeach. The Gemara's kasha is this necessary, is this Klishor is necessary? Hey, nami der shekoron boitzi emoy reyem nosnum bemegis vleo gabiritzbom. That I understand. After he took out the emurim from the korban, he did not put it on the floor. Shleye kotshe shemayim utolim kenevela. So good. So then he had to put it in the mizbeach. Mikol mokim shemalon le mizbeach, yochol lahaloison biyodov. You don't have to bring it up in this keli. You took it out, you put it in a keli. But it says in the Mishnah, Nosna b'megis v'hiktiron, that you can tell, the Belzik Daveltach see them eat with their hands, minigav esena b'yodeino. When you're going up to the Mizbech, whether you could take the Emurim with your hands, you don't have to. You put it down, when you took out the Emurim, then you put it into a keli. But when you're going up to the Mizbech, you could take the Emurim in your hands. That was the Gemara's kasha. Kshemalam is bech yochel aloysim biyodov. Umidiktoni lei gabi seder yoyim akipurim. Our mission is not stamazoi. We're speaking about the seder. Mashma dekach hu ha seder. Ubinyin acha in lasa. It's not stamazoi. It should be done like this. Ulohochi poch vechi choyvu hu lasa iskein la aloysom bimegis. That's the Gemara's kasha by us. The Kasha is talking about the Megis. The Gemara says, no, lehaktiron. No, it's put before. The event, to be makter them later. And when Bishashi makes the Ktoron, you take it out of the Megis and you bring it up with your hands. Bepek to me nishchat nami diktoni kol seidar ha-pesach shritosi ve-kabolos domi ve-lochose uzrikose ve-fshete ve-aktorose lochim etame mi diktoni ochi gabi seidar ha-pesach. Alma de chayvu laktira b'megis. Chayim peg beis de soite de toni seider minoches keitzad o de mevi min chosim itoich beisoi v'chol seider amincha k'toni ad umalo maktira b'chlishoris. Lo chipok de toni ochi gabi seider mincha. Alma chayvi o b'shar duchti loy porichochi. So that's the answer on Rashi's kashi. Rashi says that why by all the times there's such a lotion by minchas. So the kashi was Our Taisus wants to say the Kasha was only whenever the Mishnah is speaking about a mefaret a seder, how things go, so then it would seem that every chelik is necessary. So the Gemara said, this chelik already of bringing up to the Mizbeach is not necessary in the Kli Shoris. The Gemara says, enechanami lehaktiram. Just one ha'ora I forgot to mention, the Mikdash Tovid is ma'ira. The Mishnah says, v'hoitzi es emureyim. So these are the emurim of the par and the soyer. And he put them in a megis. So he brings down, if when you have two korbonis, they did not put the emurim of two korbonis in one keli. The two distinct korbonis, each korban had its own klisharis to put it in. They never put two korbonis in one klisharis. So he asks Akasha here what seemed from our Mishnah, and that's the nos non from both, the Magus and the Magus. So he's aware of this. So he says something very interesting. We heard before that they were Ma'arev the Dam, there was a Machloikis thing of Ma'arev and Lekronis, but by the Nesina and the Kronis it was Mu'arev, but by the Hazoya and the Mizbeich, Zicha was Mu'arev. So he says, after this Avoid, it became one Korban. If the Umar of the Domim became one Korban, so Lamaisa, so Mamela now, so if it had a din of one Korban, so Mamela, so you could make one Aktoretake, one Aktore of the Emurim of both. That's what he's Metzadet to say. Ekolon b'makloyis omer Rabbi Yochanan kemin clear. It was twisted together. Tono, we learned in Abaraise lo yhoyo menatchon nituach besar oilo. When he was speaking about the sreife, when he burnt it, they were not cut up the way an oilo is cut. Elo oir al gabi boso. That means there was no hefshet. They did not skin the korban before the sreife. By an oila, it says v'hivshitu es oila nitachoisel in socher, that there was a mitzvah hefshet, and then there's a mitzvah nituach, and then v'chol leishim. That was the seder by all oilas that were nisraf on the mizbeach. The par v'soyer, which were nisraf b'chutz, so they were menat lehoya menat chom nituach besar oilo. He was not menateich them. He did not cut them up the way a besar oilo is cut. Ela oir al gabi boso. The when it was burnt. The oir was al haboso. Zogt Rashi lehoya menat chom hasir from the one who burnt it. Kinituach besar oilo shehu mufshet min ha oir kaidem nituach. There, before the nituach, there was hefshit, kedersi vehivshit venitach, elo oir al gabi boso, the skin was still attached to the boso, ve einoi mafshiton. There was no hefshit. Minoa hani mili. Vitzanya, Rebbe Oimer, Nema Khan. Now we're gonna learn a few halachas. Nema Khan, oir u boso u perish. By the par v'soyer, it's mentioned oir uboso uperish. So Rashi brings the posik. The par v'soyer steht es oiroisom ve'es v'sorom ve'es pirshom. Fine. V'nema lahalon, and it says before, by par koyen Mashiach, also says oir uboso uperish. And what does it say? What is the posik there? The name of a par koyim Mashiach, oir boso perish. It says like this: Ves oir apar, ves kol besoroi, al roishoi va'al kroov v'kirboi u'pirshoi. So first of all, so Rebbe is going to say that we learn out par v'soir sheyem akipurim from par koyim Mashiach. Now. Malo holon al yedei nituach velo al yedei hefshit. And we're going to see later what the limud is. So just like over there by Parkoina Mashiach, there was nituach without hefshit. Afkan al yedei nituach velo al yedei hefshit. Finished. So here it's also the same thing. So we learn out Yom HaKippurim from Parkoina Mashiach. The Hosom Minola, now the Gemara says, and how do we know over there, Gufe, that the Tuach is without Hefshit? So we're going to bring a Barais, and the Barais is going to speak about two halachas. One halacha, the Barais is going to speak about the Oifen of Haitzor, how they took out the Par Koina Mashiach Michutz Lamachne, and the Barais will also speak about the Oifen Hasreifa, how it was burnt. What Agamo seems to be learning out is the Oifen HaSreifa, but Lamaisa, the same Aloch applies by the Heitzo also. The Sanye, we learned as follows. V'kirboi u'pirshoi v'hoitzi. Melameid shemoitzioi sholem. Let us see Rashi. V'kirboi u'pirshoi v'hoitzi, b'teiras kaihanim ochi garsinelo. The pasuk says as follows. Ves oir hapor, ves kol besoroi, al roishoi, v'al kroov, v'kirboi u'pirshoi. Now this is a pasuk which really by itself is very unclear. Then the pasuk, the next pasuk says, "Vahoitzi be'aitzi es kol apor michutz lamachne, melamed shemaitziyoi sholem." The mashmois that it should be sholem, and the Mrei Misode says pshat, this pasuk, "Bes oirapor bes kol besoy al roishi val krov v'kirboy upirshoy." The mashmois is the behemah together al roishi val krov v'kirboy. It seems the mashmois of the posik is that it's gans. So that's what the Mrei Misode says. And then it says, the next posik says, v'hoitzi. So we learn out from over here that the hoitzor sapor has to be when it is gans. The imurim they took out, but besides the imurim, they take out a whole po. Now, that is by the hoitzor. Yochel Yisrefeno Sholem. Now, what about the Sreife? So you took it out Gantz, so maybe you burn it also Gantz. Nemakan, here it says, Roishoy Ukrov. But Nemalaholon, it says by the Korban Oilo, also Roishoy Ukrov. You see, this is Exeri Shogun. Malaholon, just like every Oilo, Zayedeni Tuach. You don't go and burn the Oilo Gantz, it's cut up in pieces. V'nitach oisel in socher, afkan al yedei nituach. So we learn out, now speaking about the sreifes hapor, is dumye, to the sreifes ha'oilo, just like the sreifes ha'oilo is yedei nituach, the sreifes hapor is also yedei nituach. Ima leholon al yedei hefshit. No, if you're learning from the oilo, there it says v'hifshit oiso, v'nitach oiso. This hefshit. So maybe by the Sreifa there should be Hefshit. By the Hitzor, you take out the Por, Gansen, there's no Hefshit, there's no Niturach, fine. But when you start burning it, so you say you learn out from the Oilo. And just like by the Oilo there was Niturach, so it is also Niturach. So let's say just like the Oilo there was Hefshit, it is also Hefshit. Talmud Loimer v'kirboy u'pirshoy. So there's a Hekesh v'kirboy u'pirshoy. My Talmuda, Omar Apope, Kishem Shepirshoi Bekirboi, Kach Besorei Boiroi. There's a Hekesh, the Posek says, Bes Oirapor Bes Kol Besorei, but it says in the end, Bekirboi Yopirshoi. So we learn out, just like when they were Maktir, the Peresh, they did not separate the Peresh from the Krovayim. The Peresh was in the Kravayim. Is ma kirboi pirshoi besoichoi. So the same thing, the Bosa was also in the oil. We're makish the Bosa to the Peresh, just like the Peresh is bekirboi, is the Bosa is boire. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, v'nema loholon roi shekarayim, hochi gassinen, amoy lagom alo, shenemru bo roi shekarayim baktaroso, shenemru bo orchu es hanesochim es haroish ves hapodor, v'nemru kev hakarayim, k'shem shepirshoi bekirboi, shenemru ves ur hapor, ves kol besoroi, hikish, Hoitzoas Uru Boso Loitzoas Kirboy Upirshoy. Now, because the beginning of the Posik says that Posik then says Bahoitzi. So Ma Pirshoy Bekirboy, just like the Badaitzoas Apo, the parish was Bekirboy, Af Besori Boiroy. There was Mamishkans. But Al Kaponim, so that's by the Hitzor. By the Tzor, we have a Hekish that Pesori is Ba'oiroi, like the Pirsha is Bekirboi. Yuchsi Ba'oitzi, then it says later, Vesorav. Ma Hitzor Osoi, Besori Ba'oiroi, just like by the Hitzor, Besori Ba'oiroi, Av Sreifosoi came. So the Sreifa is also the same. The Rishash is Ma'irer, the way Rashi learns Pshat, it comes out as follows. The Hitzor of the Pole was Sholem. The Hitzor of the Pole was without Nituach. The Hitzor of the Pole was Pirshoi Bekirboi and Psori Ba'irer. That was the Hitzor. When it comes to the Sreife, so all of a sudden we have a Xer Shavit. We learn out Roshik Ra'ayim. Here it says Roshik Ra'ayim. So it has to be Doimet to an Oilo. By an Oilo, we have two Tnoim. One we have Hefshit, and one we have Nituach. So the Gemara, and now we have a Hekish, where Makish the Sreife to the Hitzor. That's what Rashi says. Makish the Sreife to the Hitzor. So the Sreife to the Hitzor means, so just like the, so Rashi says, just like the Hitzor is Pirshe Bekirboi, and Psori Boiroi, is the Sreife is also. I, by an oil, it's not like this, so it seems the Hekish is Goiva over the Xerish of it. Le'idach Gisa, where we come to Nituach, by Nituach we say, we learn the Gzereshov and not the Hekish. So that's me, the Rishash means to be Me'ore, how do you know where to split the hair? That means when it comes to Nituach, you take the Gzereshov, when it comes to Hefshit, you take the Hekish. Chayri, you could do the opposite. Maybe, make Hefshit and don't make Nituach. Well, Kaponim, that's Lamaisa, the Limud. Let us see Toisvis, Kishem Shepirshe Bekirboi Kach Besorei Ba'oiroi. Perish Rashi, the Iskish Sreifo Lo Heitzo. Just like by Heitzo, this Ukash, the Pirshoi Lepsoi, but tamely, but Bekotchim ain't lemaidim hekish mehekish, but hocha kibin da itzo gufa lemaidim mehekish. That what itzo is, we learn out that there's no hefshit, mid the iskish oir ubosa leperish. So the whole din by itzo gufa is because there's a hekish, ma pirshe bekirboi af. Af b'sori ba'oiroi, so eich odor su gamrinu minei sreifa behekish. Now you're learning out sreifa a hekish from Haitzo. And by kochim, you don't learn out hekish me hekish. Ve'ein letaretz given the nisrof m'chutz l'sholish machnes lech shivi oiru boso shalem koidish linyin zed, that's not called kochim. It's burned chutz l'sholosh machne, shlo yachzo v'yilmedu behekesh, shlo chayzim shapim melamdim behekesh. That's not true. Da bepeirik eizeh mekoyman, maisi ho bereise dohoche, v'gom arminei dova halomim b'gzei reshova, chayzim melamdim b'gzei reshova b'kotshim. Al kaponim from the Gemara in Zvachim weiss tois, that this is called kotshim. Elo yesh loyma. Not like Rashi. The Sreifa Gufa, not you learn out Sreifa from Eitzor. The Sreifa Gufa iskish leperish. Kishem shepir shebekir boi bishash Sreifa, kach psori ba'oiroi. The Vesor af koi, the next pasuk Vesori, koi al psori veroishoi, kro vekir boi. You learn to learn out Sreifa from Eitzor. The Sreifa is going on the previous pasuk, and in the previous pasuk there's a hekish of psori ba'oiroi to pir shebekir boi. Upirshay ukrov the sof koy al psori veroyshe ukrov bekir bay upirshay sheseiraf hakoyl sheshem shepirshay bekir bay the gnai hoy elisreif haperish bifnei atzmai al psori bayroy. So memele, but doesn't work with a double hekish. Miu yechilni liyashay perish Rashi, a very interesting thesis, but we're keeping it a secret. Yechilni liyashev peirish Rashi. Rashi is echt nisch gefällig. Weiter. Me'eimo sai metamim begodim. Now we heard in the Mishnah, amachleikis tanoim, that the person who took out the par v'soyer, who was nitmo begodov, so when do the begodim become tame? According to the Tanakhama, the begodim become tame as soon as he leaves Chaymes Hazor, as soon as he enters Har Bayis. Now the Gemara is going to explain the svara of the Tanakhama. Zog the Gemara. Tanu Rabbonon. It says by the par v'soyer shayim ha-kippurim, yoytze el michutz la-machne. You should take it out michutz la-machne v'solfo. If we learn this posik elach, it seems you take it out of one machne. You take it out the machne it was in. So that would mean, in other words, it was in the Azore, it was the machne shchine, you take it out of the Azore. So the Gemara asks, the Braise asks, Laholom, before it says, by Parkoin HaMashiach, and we'll see that there is a Hekish Parkoin HaMashiach, the Parkoin HaKippurim, Laholom Atanoisin Lem Sholesh Machnes. There it would seem that you take out the Par Shol Yom HaKippurim out of Sholesh Machnes, out of Machne Shechina, out of Machne Leviyah, out of Machne Yisrael. In other words, you take it out of Yerushalayim. V'kan, and here by Par Yom HaKippurim Gufe, Atanoisen Lematona Achas. Yeah. Machne Achas. You hear the one Machne. You take it out from one Machne. And David says, three Machnes. So that's the Kash of the Baraisa. So the teretz is as follows. Yizicha, take it out. We have a limud, you take it out from Sholesh Machnes. The Sreife is Sholesh Machnes. In Kein Lomar Nemar Michutz Lamachne. So why does it say V'yoytzi al Michutz Lamachne, which would seem that after he takes it out from one Machne, is it in Sreife? Lomar Loch. So this Yoytzi al Michutz Lamachne is not coming to tell us where the Mokim Sreife is. No, it's coming to tell us where it's nitmu begodav. Leimelach, even sheyotzachus lamachna achas, mitamim begodav. So the yoytze al michutz lamachna is telling us, because later in the psukim it speaks about tumas begodim. So the yoytze al michutz lamachna is telling us that the tumas begodim starts as soon as it's yotzachus lamachna. The hosam minola. Now the Gemara says, you stated for Dover Poshet that by the Par Koyin HaMashiach, there's three Machnes. How do you know that there's three Machnes? So the Gemara says, because it says, the sign Yevahoytzi Eskola Po, Chutz L'Sholish Machnes. In fact, the Gemara doesn't say Chutz L'Sholish Machnes. Atoyim Chutz L'Sholish Machnes. Ri'ein El Chutz L'Machna Achatz. So the Gemara says, now I'll prove it to you, the Cholish Machnes. Because there it says, Mechutz Lamachne. By Par Koine Mashiach, it says, Mechutz Lamachne. Kshu Oimer Bepar Ha'edo El Mechutz Lamachne, Now, by the par of the parhelam dovo of the tzibur, it also says michutz lamachne she'ein talmud loyma. That was not necessary to be written sherei kvar nemar, because by the parhelam dovo it says v'soraf oisoi kasher soraf es parhorishim. By parhelam dovo it says that you burn it the way you burnt the par koyin ha-mashiach. Now, if the par koyin ha-mashiach, you take a pshuta that you burn it chutz l'machna achas, you burn it machna leviyah, so then that would mean that the par helam dov, you also burn the machna leviyah. So why does they have to say there, v'hoitzi, why does they have to say there, you burn it v'sorof, why does they have to say there, michutz l'machna? It says b'par ha-eide el michutz l'machna. I know it's michutz l'machna, because it says that he burns it like he burnt the parorishin. Umata mudloima mechutz lamachne, is liten loy machne shniya. So from the second time it mentions mechutz lamachne by parolam dovo, that is a gilui that we take it out of two machnes. Now we know two machnes. Uchshu oimer. Now by the haroma sadeshen, uchshu oimer mechutz lamachne bedeshen, it says by the haroma sadeshen you take it out mechutz lamachne. She ain't Talmud Loimed. He doesn't have to tell me by the parsha of Aromes Adeshin you take it out chutz l'machne. Because by the par koyin Mashiach it says Shrei Kvar Nema El Shefach Adeshin. Michutz l'machne El Shefach Adeshin. So by par koyin Mashiach it says that you burn it Michutz l'machne El Shefach Adeshin. So I know from over there that the Shvichas Adeshin is Michutz l'machne. So why in the parsha of Aromas Adeshin it says Michutz L'machne? I know it's Michutz L'machne. So Ten Loi Machne Shlishis. So Kochoch. So it says in three places you take it out Michutz L'machne. It says by Parkoyin HaMashiach, one place. I know you take it Michutz L'machne, one machne. It says by par helam dovo nochamu michutz lamachna, which is not necessary to say because it says v'sorof oisei kasher sorof es par orishin. So I would know it's chutz lamachna echot. Why does it again have to say el michutz lamachna? So it's coming to tell us you really take it out two machnas. And since it says that by the par koyin ha-mashiach that you burn it el shefach hadeshin, so I know already that it has to be that the deshin is also spilled mechutz lamachne, and the Torah says nachamo by the aromas hadeshin mechutz lamachne. So Kochin is coming to tell us that the sreifes haparis chutz misholish machnes. So that is the mekoyer that the sreifes apar par helam dover par koyna mashiach is chutz misholish machnes. Now, Rashi will bring down in the parsha of Par Koyin HaMashiach, there's a posik that says that Par Yom HaKippurim has the same halacha like this poem. So now I know already that Par Yom HaKippurim, you also burn Chutz Mishalish Machnes. So now we had a problem, so why does it have to say Yoitzi El Michutz LaMachne? Here it says to take it out Michutz LaMachne. Why do I need this posik for? And this posik is misleading. This posik by says you take it out from one Machne. So therefore the Rabbonin said, this posik is coming not to speak about the Mokim Asreife, no, the Mokim of Tumas Begodov. That as soon as Yotzo mi Machne Achas, as soon as he left Chaymes or Azoro, he went into Harabayis, is Nitmu Begodov. Let us see Rashi. Tono Rabbonim. Nemar kan michutz lamachna. Agirsa azu mishubeshesi v'efshel amido obemeseches vochim ebeteres koinim ochi isa. Tono Rabbonim. Loholon by pa koin ha-mashiach atonoyselem gimel machnes. Vekan atonoyselem machna achas. That's the kasha. In kain loma nemar michutz lamachna. So doesn't that come to tell us the Mokim Asreifa, because the Mokim Asreifa is Chutz L'Sholish Machnes. לא אימא לך, כיוון שיוצא חוץ למחנה, אחס מתאמן בגודם. So this pasuk is not speaking about the mokim asreife, no, the mokim where the begodim become tummy. The gabi par, now this bereis is speaking about gabi par yem akipurim tanyu lo b'teiris koinim. Now what should be now the bereis? It says, by par, or the par yem akipurim yoitzil mechutz lamachna v'solfoy. V'kom etame tane v'om ahochi. Laholom b'par ha'eido before. By the par ha'eido v'koy meshichat ha'noisam l'sreifosom. Chutz legimul machnes. There, they are burned outside of three machnes. What are the three machnes? Azore machnes shchina. Varabai is machne levi. Yerushalayim machne Yisrael. Kedial v'lekamo. There, it says it is burned outside of three machnes. Vekan ato oime ele mechutz la machne v'solfoi. The mashmash aself in chutz la machne shchina miyad b'machne levi. Vahaloi, that can't be like this. Af elu pnimiim, these, oh, the parvasoi also chatis pnimiim, huvadomam lifnim, viskishu la dodi lisreifo vletumas begodim. And there's a hekish, that all these chatis pnimiim are hukshu zelaze. Now Rashi brings, where do we see this? Keda amrinon gabi par helam dovo. There it says, for oso la po, Kasha also lepar hachatos. The kule in this pasuk, the whole pasuk comes ledroshe. The darshinen lapo zepar yom kippurim b'meseches vochim b'meseches menoches ma'isin lo. Vikra b'teiras koydim. So there in the parsha parhelam dovo, we have a pasuk that tells us whatever you do to the parhelam dovo, you do to the par yom kippurim. That's one. The Gabi Par Yom HaKippurim Namiksiv Hachatos Hachatos. It says Vespar Hachatos Vesoir Hachatos. Matam Loim Hachatos Hachatos Fishalei Lamadnu Shibitamu Begodim V'nisrof Mabeis Hadeshin Elo Eilu Belvat Minayim Lerabois Par Moshiach. This is a problem, Par Mashiach, because Par Mashiach says Beferish is Nisro Beis Hadeshin. The Rishash brings down Rashi says it's Lav Davke. Menayim L'Rabbeis Par Mashiach U'Par Ha'eda Asiri Avei Dezore Tamboloima Chatos Chatos. It's going on a limud of Sreifa, which really the Rashi wants to say is Lav Davke, and also on Tume. Al Meki Adodi Nino. Al Kaponim we have limudim that the Parhelm Dov is similar to the Par Yom Kippurim. The Par Yom Kippurim is similar to the Parhelm Dov. Im Kain. Lomo Nema Kan. Now let's, after we get through with all the limudim. So we know that a Par Yom Kippurim is Nisrav Chutz L'Sholish Machnes. Im Kain. Lomo Nema Kan Machna Achas. That it says that Yitzil Michutz LaMachne Lei Nemro, not to tell us where you burn it Chutz Mishalish Machnes Alatumas Abgodim Aksuv Achreo Vasoyref Oisom Yechabis Begodo Veloy Maloch Kivin Sheyotzu Chutz LaMachne Achas Metamim Begodim Vafshal Pakei Mishich Mikan Lomed Shrei Nichtu Vuboy Tumas Begodim. We figured out the third machna because there's an extra chutz lamachna bedeshin by tzoras deshin on his bayer. But hoitzi is a deshin mechutz lamachna. She ain't talmud loyim. It doesn't have to say. Ain't a melamed klum. Dano yedano del mechutz lamachna mitziin oisei. Tersib beporim en esrofim al shvoi chadeshin. That, so why is that chutz lamachne? That's what the machum shvichas adeshin. See ben mechutz lamachne. Period. So now we just said we have here a problem. Bohoitzi yoitzi el mechutz lamachne. The mashmoy says you go out from one machne. So the shaila was you go out from three machnes. So the Tanakhama said it's coming to tell us that when you leave one machne, you metame begot. Now, what did Rab Shimon and our Mishnah who hold that's not true? He holds that you only become metame. It's only metame begodim mishiyatzi so'ul berubon. So what does he do with this yoitzi al mechutz lamachne? That's the Gemara further. Zok the Gemara. ורב שמעון היי מחוץ למחנה מי עובד לי, זה אומר, מי בואי לילך דסניה, רבי אלעזר אומר, נאמר כאן מחוץ למחנה, it says over here מחוץ למחנה, ונאמר לא הולון, and it says by פור אדומה מחוץ למחנה, so this מחוץ למחנה was said for גזירי שובת הפור אדומה, מה כאן חוץ לשולש מחנה? Because Paye Mekippurim is chutz l'sholish machnes, af l'holon chutz l'gimel machnes. And we learn out Paye Mekippurim from Por Adumah, ma l'holon b'mizrocha shir Yerushalayim, af kan b'mizrocha shir Yerushalayim. Period. Let us see what Rashi says. So memele, the Rav Shimon uses this yoytzim b'chutz l'machne not to tell us that the mokim of Tumas begodim is when he leaves one machne. No, the Yaitzim Chutz L'machne is an Ibrike posing to learn Gzeri Shovet to Por Adume, to teach us that Por Adume is Chutz Mishalosh Machnes, and to teach us also that the Mokim Asreife is B'mizrochei Shal Yerushalayim. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi V'Rab Shimon, the Oma V'masnisen Ein V'tamim V'godim Ad Sheyutza So'u Berubo, Hai michutz l'machne d'chsiv b'par v'sor shem ha-kippurim ha-ovid lei. Nema kan b'par yem ha-kippurim v'nema l'holon b'por adume v'hoitzi oisa michutz l'machne. Ma kan b'porim ha-nisrofim chutz l'gimol machneis. Av shchitas por adume chutz l'gimol machneis. ומה לא בפור אדומה במזרוח של ירושלים, דרסיב בעל נויכח פני אויל מועית, אלמה עומד במזרח ופונוב למיירוב כנגד פסחי שלך ושו בקויסל מערובי פסוח למזרח, that's נויכח אויל מועית, so ממילא, so here also, the מוקים הסריפה is במזרוח של ירושלים. Verabonon. Now the Rabbonon, that means the Tanakama of our Mishnah, he did not use this Vyoitzial Mechutz Lamachne for Xerishov to Poradume. He used this Vyoitzial Mechutz Lamachne to tell us that there's a Tumas Begodim when he leaves Machne Shchine. So there's no Xerishov to Poradume. Heicha Sarif Lahu, so where do you burn the Par? And for the Gemara, Kedisanya, Heicha Nisrofim, Litzfoina shel Yerushalayim. That according to the Tanakhame, the Mokim Asreife is Litzfoina shel Yerushalayim. Let us see Rashi. Verabonon, the Mavkele Lekro Letumas Begodim. They use this Posek Letumas Begodim. Velas Luk Zeire Shove. Zaheich Esorv Lulaize Ruach shel Yerushalayim. So according to the Rabonon, it is burnt Litzfoina shel Yerushalayim. She called Maisa Chatos Betzofen. So that's the Mokim Asreif. Period. Rabbi Yosi Oimer. Now we're going back on the Sreifes Par Yom HaKippurim. Rabbi Yosi Oimer. Abeis Hadeshen Nisrofen. Zogt Rashi, Abeis Hadeshen. Tzorich, he's telling us a new halacha. Tzorich sheyagdim l'shom deshen ha-mizbeach. Before you burn the par, you have to bring deshen from the mizbeach there. Sheyei nikro koydim l'chein mekoim shvoich ha-deshen. Period. Mechlal, the latanakama loitzor. We have a machloikas, it seems. The Tanakhama just says, where do you burn it? You burn it to tzofen from Yerushalayim, Chutz L'Sholosh Machnes. Rabbi Yosi says it's a nutna. You have to make sure, before you burn it, there's deshen in the Mokim Asreif. So weiss doch heus the Tanakhama holds, you don't need deshen be Mokim Asreif. Omar Rove, man, tane, de poligalei de Rabbi Yosi. Who is the Tanikama who's Choylik Rabbi Yosi does not darshan Shvoich HaDeshen that you have to make sure that there's Deshen and that Mokim? So the Tanikama is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. The Sanyo, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov darshan, it says like this, El Shvoich HaDeshen Yisorev Shiyei L'shom Deshen. That's like Rabbi Yosi. That there should be deshen there. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, oimeshe mekoimai meshupach. What does meshupach mean? that it should be slanty, that the deshin should spill there, should not stay in one place. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov seems to learn from the pasuk shvoich hadeshin, not that it has to be deshin there, that it should be a place that deshin will not hold. It will spill. Bal kaponim, so that's what Rava said. Mestomer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the Tano who is choylik on Rabbi Yosi and who holds that you don't need deshin b'mokim asreifa. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Omar loish miinon elo shiyei mekoymei madroim, that the place should be on a slant, shei dishnoi mishtapech, but not that you need b'poyul deshin b'mokim asreifa. Omalei Abaye said, "Vidilma b'mkayme meshupachu the pliki." How do you know that that's the machloikis? Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is moisif on the Tanakam. The Tanakam says there has to be deshin there. Fine. So he says, but there's another tonight that the deshin has to be a slanty place, that the deshin should be meshupach. But could be he's also moide that you need deshin over there. So if you need deshin over there, so it could be, so Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is not the Tanakama of Rabbi Yosi who holds that you don't need deshin. Let us see Rashi. V'dilma b'mkoyimei meshupachu de pligi. U'mayde Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sheyagdim shom deshin al deboinami mekoyimei meshupachu. Period. Tano Rabbono. Now, this Barais is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds, we hear in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon holds, Oimer Mishayatzis Ho'ul Berubon, then it's Metame Begodis. Tole Rabbon, V'hasoyreif, Hasoyreif Metame Begodim. The person who's oisik b'sreifa, he's metame begodim. V'loy hamatzis esau, not the one who ignites the flame. V'loy hamesader esa maroche, and not the one who is mesader the maroche. I forgot where I saw, but I saw one of the mafoshim says, Hamesader es hamarocha means the one who put the pieces of meat on the marocha. That's not also called the soyrif. No, the soyrif, ve'ezehu ha-soyrif, who is called the soyrif? I think the Ritva says this. Ze hamesayeya b'shas reifa. Soyrif means the one who is Messiah b'shas reif. That means he's mahapach the bosor in the eish. That's the one that he's called the soyrif. Ha-soyrif metame begodim. What does Rashi say? Ha-soyrif ha-mis-asek b'tzorcheis reifoson begufon. The chsiv ha-soyrif oison. Kigoin amisayeya b'shas reif. Vaitana islik Rab Shimon, deimetame begodim, at sheyutzas v'hen ho'u berubay. Yeah. Now, the Sfas Emes is very unclear in what is pshat in the Tanakhama, in Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says, mishiyatzis ho'u berubon, that means that roiv of the par should be burning. So he says, so he hears a suffix. He says, what does that mean? Is this a tnai? That means like this. He has to burn it. He doesn't have, but when will the begodim become tomei? When raiv of the mishayatzis, ma'im isai nitma begodim, mishayatzis o berubam. That means he's oisik in this raif. He's the one that's oisik. He's mapach the boso. And when roiv starts burning, then his begodim become tummy. But not that he bepoil has to be the meitzis soil berubo. That's one tzad. The other tzad is that he has to be the one that's meitzis soil berubo. So he says, "I'll come out amuim de kechidish." If you have two people, let's say one was meitzis half of the boso, so he didn't do anything, just made half. The other one will make roiv, so that one will become tummy. he doesn't know exactly what's pshat in this din of Ruba. Well, let's go a little further. Yochel af mishenasu eifer betamim begodim tamud loima oisam. That it's oisam betamim begodim bevloi mishenasu eifer betamim begodim. When it's ashes already, it's not betamim begodim. Yablazu b'ashim and oimer, different nafam oisam hapar betamim. Nitach habosor eine betamim begodim. My benayu ike benayu deshov yecharucha. The shaila is, if it got singed, scorched, but it's not ashes yet, is there din tumas begodim? So if you learn out from par, it's not called par anymore. If you learn out from oisam, kozma doesn't become ashes, it's nichlal in oisam. Let us see Rashi, the shav yecharuche, the avanitach haboso, the eifa miyolei haba, letan, the kama, the tamim, adshiyasu, eifa. The oisam kerina beit, still called oisam if it's boso charucho. Abelazer b'Rab Shimon shavu charucho le metame deloi par mikri. It is not called par. Amru loy lekoyin godlu higia soyer lemidbar. They told the koyin godlu that the soyer arrived in the midbar. Now, why did the Kohen Gadol have to be aware of this? So let us see Rashi. She'einoi rashoi lahaschel ba'avoida acheres. He's not permitted to be maschel ba'avoida acheres ad shehigia soyer lamidbor. She'nemar v'shilach es ha'soyer ba'midbor. V'acharkach v'schelev achatos yaktir ha'mizbeicho. Now, there's a problem over here. First of all, for Rashi weiss doch ois, that this is a deraisa. Rashi brings a posik. B'shilach has a soyer ba-midbo. That means the soyer has to arrive to the midbo. And then, b'shele v'achatos yakter ha-mezbecho. So, the chele v'achatos, that was much, much, much later. That was, Rashi said, he did a whole bunch of other things in between. He was still koyre the parsha be big day lovon, and then later he was machlev the big day zovon, he was makriv eilei veil ha'om, and then he was machlev and big day lovon, the loitzos kafo macht, and then later is machlev big day zov. Beschele vachatis yakter amizbechops, the Sir Yitzchak speaks about this Rashi, it's not, it's difficult. If Rashi means to say it's only a dugme, but it's only a dugme that another avoide cannot be done till he's, but not to this avoide. This avoide was much, much later. The shaila was the hitzos emurim was luchayra done before. The hitzos emurim, Akhtoras Amurim was not done before. The Itzos Amurim was Zichar done before. Rashi said, Aphil before it came to the Midbar. As soon as he gave it over to Mishtaleach, he took out the Amurim. Boloi Eitzopar V'soyer. Maybe that's not called an Avoide. But Al Kaponim, the Mishnah is telling us that in order for the Kohen Gadol to do an Avoide, we'll see the Kriya was also not done till the Soyer reached the Midbar. Uminayim hoyu yoidim shigia soil emidbo. How did they know? Dirkois hoyu oisin umeinifin besudrin viyoidim shigia soil emidbo. Dirkois, Rashi says pshat. First Yisrael HaMishnais wants to say pshat. Dirkois means telescopes. The Loshen Derkois is a Loshen from Driche. They were put on high places. There was a telescope, so they were at the base of Mikdash, and there they were able to look they were able to look what's happening further down. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Derkois Rashi means there were people. B'nei Odom Oimdim Mirushalayim Letzuk B'chdei Sheyire Ze Simone Shel Ze. There was a rear guard that was able to give over the information what's happening with the soil. Umeinifin Oisom Asmuchim Lemidbar Besudrim. the one who was closest to the Mishaleach, when they saw that, it was a Giyel Midbar, so, Manif Naisen Samuchel Midbar Besudim, Bizar Samuch Leiroye Meinif Kamu, Vroye Chaber Samuch Leishalayim. Al Koponim, that's how the Tanakh comes, that's how they found out. Omar Rab Yehuda Veloy Simen Godol Hoyolahem, there was a big Simen Godol Hoyolahem that you could figure it out very easily. Mirushalayim Va'ad Beis Chidudoy Shloisha Milim. From Yerushalayim to Beis Chidudoy. Now Beis Chidudoy means the Mokaim Hascholas Hamidbar. The translation of Beis Chidudoy, the other say, means this was the Mokaim that the mountain was. That means he came to a Midbar, then he had to climb a mountain. So the Midbar was called, the Tchilas Knisa LeMidbar was called, this is the Beis Chidudoy. This is the Mokaim that you have a mountain there. So Rabbi Yehuda says, V'loi Simen Godol Hoyo Lehem, Mi Yerushalayim va'ad Beis Chidudoy. From Yerushalayim to Beis Chidudoy, Shloisha Milin. There were 3 milin from Yerushalayim to the Midbar, to the Tchilas HaMidbar. Hoilchin Mil, those who were Malavim from Yerushalayim to the first Sukkah, so they went 1 mil. V'chayzrin Mil, then they went back to Yerushalayim, so that's the second meal. V'shoyin k'day meal, v'yoydin shehigiya soil amidbar. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that it was not necessary to have sudrin. There was a very good way you could find out by paket, you could figure it out time-wise. If it was 3 mil to the Trilas Knesis amidbar, so they could figure it out already when he came there. Stachs mit der Sieg Yitzhak Tainas, Psamod Nolosh and Simen Godol Hoyolem. Lochere, the Sudrun was a better Simen. There, someone was there. He saw, what's the Simen Godol Hoyolem? So, Stachs mit der Sieg Yitzhak says, because, the people were very anxious that, with the Kaporos Avoinis, and they were very anxious that the soil should be there ready. We had by the Bavliim before, the Alexandrian. So a person was, there was only one person who saw was Tutzardon. He was waving his flags. He said, could be he was a Shakran also. He wanted they should continue doing the way that the Kohen Gadol should do further. So Mamela, that wasn't a Simen Gadol. But here, this was a Simen Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda says this was a Simen Gadol. Ad beis chidudoy hu roish ha-midbar v'shom niskayim v'shilech ha-sasoya ba-midbar. Rabbi Yehuda holds that's enough. Ha-ilchin milka damoran mikir ishlaim b'lav noise at sukkah harishayin. The rest of the goyin is moichik ha-bishmo lo'ima. Omar Abaye shma mino beis chidudoy ba-midbar kaime. The beis chidudoy is that was the Ascholos HaMidbar, but Kamashmon, the Sova Rabbi Yehuda, Kivin Shegiyah Soil HaMidbar, Nasis Mitzvah Soi, and as soon as it reached Beis Chidudoy, as soon as it reached the Midbar, Rashi says, Umaschil, Likreis HaParsha, Odon Aloch, Shnei Soi.